Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara, 13 lines from the bottom of Beis Amud Beis. We're in the middle of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah discussed the different times of Lulav Arava. So now we're mentioning the Mishnah, Mitzvah Lulav Ketzed. So how do you do the Mitzvah of Lulav when the first day falls on Shabbos? So it says the Mishnah, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Yos B'Shabbos, the first day falls on Shabbos. Malichin Lulav in Lahar Bayis, people would bring the Lulavim to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Har Bayis on Friday. So you bring it on Friday because you're not able to carry it on Shabbos. The people who are in charge of the Beis Hamikdash, the Gabayim there, they used to take the lulavs from everybody there. And then Vesodrin Osan al Gabi Itzavah, they put them on the benches that were in the Beis Hamikdash. The Itzavahs were the large open areas that had benches there. So they had those benches that they put the lulavs there. But Zekinim Manichin Shal Melishka, the Zekinim put them in a different designated area for themselves. And the Beis Din used to tell them, if someone else takes my lulav, then it should be his as a gift because it has to be lachem. Lachem shalachem has to be yours, so you can't use someone else's by accident. So they used to make this declaration before Shabbos. The next day people would wake up early. They'd come to the Beis Din Midrash. The Chachamim threw them before them. Obviously they didn't throw them. Mamish. The Moshe puts out that they didn't throw them, but they probably put them in a nice way. It's a lashon zork lefneim. By mechatvin u'makin ishes chavera. But what was to happen? People had to grab the 11. There was too many people there. You know, hundreds of people there, thousands of people there probably, and they're fighting over each other, hitting each other, and in order to get their lulavim. And look, nothing's changed, you know, when you have a lot of people together, people pushing, shoving, trying to get everywhere. Shrao based in Shabbal, the Disakana, when based in saw that there would be, this is very dangerous, this is not a good thing to do. So then they made a takana, so they made a decree that every person take his lulav in his home, rather than the Beis HaMikdash. So they wouldn't shake it at all, the Beis HaMikdash, after this takana, and they would only shake it in their home when Shabbos, on the day of Shabbos would fall the first day, they wouldn't do it. They would not shake the lulav in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, so but Amai, why would it be usher to take the lulav in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos though? So we said that would fall when any of the other 6 days fall out, meaning only when Yom Rishon is Shabbos with this halacha. If any of the days, let's say the fourth day was Shabbos, so then they wouldn't take the lulav in the Beis HaMikdash. We're asked, why would that be though? Amai tiltul be'amahu be'lidchei Shabbos. Tiltul is a reference to Mukta. This is only going to be at worst the din derabanan of Mukta. Mukta is a chamar, it's a din derabanan, but still, it's just normally just a siyag to avoid tiltul Shabbos, tiltul Shabbos, but it's not really chashir of any Yisra d'Reisa, so it's just an Yisra d'Rabbanan of Mukta. L'chor, this is going to be Mukta Machmas Gufo, because no, this is not really a purpose for a lulav other than using it for the mitzvah, but so that would be something that's going to be Mukta. So then, why would they just use in the Beis HaMikdash? The fact they should have a mitzvah d'Reisa of Usmach L'Fnei Hashem Shivas Yamim should be a mitzvah d'Reisa that should be able to take the lulav even if it's day four Pesach on Shabbos. What's the difference between day one, day four? So the difference day one, day four, the Gemara is going to address more lately, but the Gemara is just asking right now, why would it be an issue with regards to Mukta? So Gemara answers, Amar Rabba, Gzira Shem Yedlenu Biyadav Eilecha Tzabak Yilim. No, there's not, you're right. If it was just about Mukta itself, that wouldn't be enough, because that's only a Gzira Darabanan, and we're not really afraid of anything. But here we're actually afraid someone's going to take it to someone who is who knows Yetzel Baki, someone is an expert in shaking the lulav and making the brachas on the lulavs. And that's why you're going to come to the Avarena Arba Amos Birshus Rabbim. We're going to carry it four Amos in the Rishus Rabbim, which is an Isser Dereisa on Shabbos. Rashi is bothered by why do you have to assume that it's carrying it for Amos or Shabbos? Maybe you'll come to take it from, there's two Isserim on Shabbos. I mentioned that by carrying. There's the Isser of Yavarena Arba Amos Birshus Rabbim, of carrying it four Amos in the public domain. That's one issue. And then there's another Isser of being Mavir from Rishus Yachet to Rishus Yachet Rabbim. So Rashi is bothered, why doesn't the Gemara say that you'll take it from Rishus Yachet to Rishus Rabbim? So Rashi says, because there's a lot of areas that weren't a Rishus Yachet and Dereisa level, that they're really, it's not going to be an Issa Dereisa, so therefore focusing on something that's more common, there's more of a chance you'll take it for Amos to Rishus Rabbim, as opposed to maybe Rishus Yachet or Rishus Rabbim, like if you have a Karpif or a Carmelis, which are not areas that necessarily be an Issa Dereisa, so therefore we mention something that's more Pashas to Issa Dereisa. So that's the reason why they wouldn't take it any of the other days of Sukkot. So the Gemara says, behind the Toma Shofar, that's the reason. We had it last year when Rosh Hashanah L'chalios B'Shabbos. That's the reason on Rosh Hashanah L'chalios B'Shabbos we make a gzera not to blow the shofar. We're afraid you don't know how to blow. You're going to come to bring it to someone and carry four amos in the Shusha Harabim. Behind the time of the Megillah, that's also the reason why Megillah we don't have on Purim. On Purim because on Megillah on Purim on Shabbos, that falls out on Shabbos, because we're afraid that a person is going to come to carry the Megillah and come to carry it in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's the Shaila. Can you use the Megillah to just lane from it? To just use it as, is it Muktar? Is it like, because you're using it to read it? It's a safer. You know, Sfarim, you're allowed to read. It's a Shaila. We had this past year also in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim specifically, that we usually read on the 15th, and last year the 15th was on Shabbos. So we're Gozer, time of the Megillah, that's the reason of Megillah, that we're Gozer, that the person is afraid we're going to carry Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Therefore, we make a Gzera that you don't read the Megillah on the 15th, that falls on Shabbos. Is one a fascinating psak from, I think it was Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld said this psak, that the whole thing of carrying four amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim was a gzera for the tzibor. But let's say you have a bar mitzvah boy who's bar mitzvahed on, I'm sure there was a few, if you have a, you know, Baruch Hashem, you have like 600,000 Yidden, almost half a million Yidden living in Yerushalayim, Bezman Hazeh, so you definitely will have probably one boy whose bar mitzvah was on Tesvav Adar, on the day of Purim. So Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld ruled that that's not Matzoy, Chazal would never goes around that case, and that for him, he would be allowed to read on Tesvav Adar. He'd be allowed to read on Shabbos. So the post can bring it up, but nowadays it is more common because of Baruch Hashem, there's so many people in Yerushalayim, and not just one, there's probably at least a few handful of bar mitzvah boys, so that would be Guzer. Okay, but that's a fascinating thing about the Megillah, but that's we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos either. So we're now to point out again, so if that's the case, that we hachi, that's the case, that you're going to carry the love for Amos Rishon Rabbim, so Yom Rishon Nami, so why don't make the Gzera by the first day of Shabbos? Why they limit their Gzera to only the last 6 days? Why don't they, even when the first day falls on Shabbos, they should hold that you shouldn't carry the lulav? The Gemara says, Rishon ha tiknu le rabbanan beveso. No, because on the first day, the rabbanan, misakin that a person, as we point out in the Mishnah told us that when it comes to Sakana, then everyone took the lulav in their house, they wouldn't bring it outdoors. Since you're not bringing it outdoors, that's a heker, and you're not good, since you're using it in a place that you don't usually use, it's going to remind you not to take it outside into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's what Rashi points out. And therefore, there's no issue of making a takana. So the Gemara says, wait a second, but that's only, the Mishnah mentioned this point, was the takana hatenach achar takana. That was following the halacha that we mentioned, that was after people had sakana, but before then people would bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. We're asking at that point, why didn't they bring it, why were they allowed to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash? Kodem takana ma'iklamim, but before then, why did the Rabban not make a decree that you're gonna come to carry it, Arba Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, when bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara says that can't be the reason that we make a chiluk between day one and the other 6 days of lulav. So the Gemara says, "Rishon da'isim in the Torah begvulin." Now, because the first day is a mitzvah d'oraisa, not just in the Beis Hamikdash, but even begvulin outside of Yerushalayim and all of Eretz Yisrael and all of the world, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So then, lo gaz rabbanan. The rabbanan didn't make their decree because there's still a mitzvah d'oraisa everywhere. So hanach, however, with the final 6 days, the leisim in the Torah begvulin, it's only a mitzvah d'oraisa in the Beis Hamikdash. However, it's not a mitzvah everywhere else. Gaz rabbanan apparently makes it less chamor. At the end of the day, makes it less chamor because at the end of the day, it's not a mitzvah everywhere in Eretz Yisrael, only in Yerushalayim, well, we've mentioned only Yerushalayim, or maybe even only in the Beis HaMikdash, but definitely not outside of Yerushalayim. So then, since it's only a mitzvah there, then you're not going to make a gzera, the Rabbanah would make a gzera. Rashi just asked the obvious question, wait a second, to Chazal, the bit of it, to Oker, mitzvah d'oraisa, they have a mitzvah d'oraisa to shake the lulav, and yet, this is something that Chazal are telling you not to do. How are they able to do that? So Rashi quotes the famous Gemara Nevamos, that which the Rabbanan can't come to violate, to okir mitzvah in the Torah, that's only bekum ve'aseh, that's only actively. However, here they're passively telling you not to do a mitzvah, shev al taisa, the Gemara learns out in Nevamos, that would be okay. So that's what we're doing over here, just not telling you to do a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Yahachi, if that's the case with regards to the day one, so Gemara said, ha'inu nami, so then nowadays also, after the Beis HaMikdash, that the first day, you should shake the lulav, because it's the mitzvah everywhere, and yet, we assume that lechor, maybe you shouldn't be taking the lulav on Shabbos. So Gemara says, anale adinu b'kavud yarech, the Gemara says, inu chanami. Really, you should be shaking the lulav bisman as well, but we don't know in Bavel and in Chutzlarts, we don't know the establishment of the new month or Supak, when the new month is, and therefore, since it's not a vade mitzvah, we're not going to be okay. We're afraid that you might come to carry it on Shabbos, and then since it might not even be a mitzvah in the first place, we're not going to let you do it. So, what exactly is it then that we don't know the yarcha? They don't know the new moon. So, in the beginning, in the earlier times, they used to, not like a fixed calendar we have nowadays, but they used to establish Rosh Chodesh by the setting of the new moon. So that the setting of the moon would either be on the 29th or the 30th of the month. The Beis Din would establish when Rosh Chodesh is. So people didn't know if it was going to be the 29th or the 30th. So they didn't know when they would establish it in Yerushalayim. So after they established Yerushalayim, they would send out messengers. But people who lived very far away in Bavel, those messengers didn't necessarily come in time 2 weeks later to make it in time to know whether or not Sukkot was going to be on the 15th or the 16th. They didn't know which day it was. That's where the whole concept of Yom Tov Shnei Shel Galus developed, because we didn't know the time to properly to know when the time to properly observe Sukkot and Pesach was. So therefore, and Shavuos even, so we didn't know the time for those. So therefore, Lechor Shavuos actually is a Shiloh, because Shavuos is just 49 days after Pesach. I'm not getting into that right now. But at the end of the day, we assume that we didn't know the time of the month. So that's why they have the Yom Tov Shenu Shel Galus, where the Shlichim wouldn't come. We didn't know when it was. So that's why, as a Zecher, because nowadays we do know the calendar. That's the whole thing. That why do we keep 2 days? Some people want to say, well, we should uproot it, whatever. No, but the Indian is that we keep minhag of asinu b'yodeinu, the minhag of always keeping 2 days, we still keep. And also, al pi kabbalah is a very big thing. That what the Yushalmi seems to say, to allude to this also, but the Yushalmi just says that the schar that you get for keeping 1 day in Eretz Yisrael is the same thing as keeping 2 days in Chutz La'aretz. But more than that, they say that the Kedusha, we need more, and in Chutz La'aretz, the person is lacking the Kedusha, he needs 2 days to get all the Kedusha of Yom Tov, to create and have that Kedusha, it needs 2 days. As opposed to in Eretz Yisrael, you're able to absorb that Kedusha even in just 1 day. So now the Gemara just points out though, but wait a second. In Eretz Yisrael though, they live in Eretz Yisrael, they should be able to take the lulav on day one when it falls out on Shabbos, because they know for sure that that's Sukkot and it should be uproot the gzera potentially of having to carry, because we're not afraid of going to carry and doing mitzvah d'oraisa. The Gemara says, yes, Einachanami, that's true, that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, those in Eretz Yisrael would take the lulav on the first day. The Tanakh, and the Gemara actually is going to bring a raya for this based on a seeming steer between two Mishnayos. One Mishnah tells us, we just had this Mishnah earlier, right? The Mishnah told us on Amen Bezim and Bezim. Mishnah told us, B'yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, Kol Amolchin Yislevei El HaRabayis. We just mentioned that Mishnah, that everyone would take their Lulavim to the Beis HaMikdash. And another Mishnah, Tanan, I should say, not Tanan, rather, it's Tanan. Another Mishnah told us earlier, on Mem Aleph and Bezim, the Mishnah told us, Idach LeBeis HaKnesses. The other Mishnah told us that they used to carry the Lulavs and take the Lulavs to the Beis HaKnesses, to Shul. So which is it? Were they taking them to the Beis HaMikdash, or are they taking them to Shul? So Gemara says, Shmamino, we can learn from here, that Kam is Mancha Beis HaMikdash Kayim. That the Mishnah, the first Mishnah mentioned, that was referring to when the Beis HaMikdash was around. When you bring it to Shul, you're not bringing it to Shul when there's a Beis HaMikdash. So you bring it to Shul when there was no Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we're referring to, we're showing that on the first day of, when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, that when in time the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, they used to bring the Lulav to Beis HaMikdash. Now that the Beis HaMikdash is not Kayim, you bring it to Shul. So what do we see from over here? The Mishnah is telling us that even nowadays, those who live in Eretz Yisrael would be able to take the Lulav even on day one. Is that really applicable? Well, no, Shmami, no. At the end of the day, that's seemingly a proof. The Gemara is going to come back. We have to wait till tomorrow's daf to get to the Gemara, ends up retracting from this answer. Those in Eretz Yisrael do not take the lulav on day one. So now, that's what the Gemara answers, that we don't really keep that nowadays. So the Gemara says, so how do we know that the day one is a mitzvah even outside of Yerushalayim? And you should take for yourself. Every individual should take the mitzvah lulav. Now, lachem, what does lachem teach us? That it should be for yourselves. Mishalachem, it should be yours. Lotzias a shal v'sa guzzle. That's excluding a borrowed lulav or a stolen lulav. So the Gemara says, b'yom v'afilu b'shabbos. That, on that day is referring to even on Shabbos, the yom is teaching you, it could have been extra. All you have to say is, lakachtem lachem b'yish b'rishon, and I would have learned that you should take for yourself on the first day. Why does it say b'yom b'rishon? So the fact that it goes out of way to teach you b'yom b'rishon, that's implying that the mitzvah must be done no matter what day it is, even if it falls out on Shabbos. So the lulav is going to override whatever you would have thought is an issue on Shabbos. We're going to see what does that mean. Rishon afilo bigvulin. And the Rishon teaches you, the fact that it says Rishon, that's not an actual word of Rishon, we're just learning it from Rishon, is teaching you that it's going to be relevant afilo bigvulin everywhere. Harishon, hey, that's a hey idea. Harishon, the first day, melamed she'eino docha ele yom tov harishon bilvan. Only the hey is coming to modify. So the word of the rishon, hey harishon, is teaching you that lulav is only going to be docha Shabbos, is only limited to that first day and nothing else. Only when the first day falls on Shabbos and nothing else. So we see from here that there's a source midoreisa to tell us to do the mitzvah of lulav on the first day of Sukkot, even when it falls on Shabbos. So the verse says Amar Mar. Wait, by yom afilu b'Shabbos, on that day is even on Shabbos. Michti, so what is it coming to teach you? That you could take a lulav and shake the lulav till the b'yom. What we said at most, the mitzvah of lulav is just going to be an issue of taking something and moving something that's mukta. Mukta, I didn't give an introduction to mukta. Mukta is something that is not designated. Mukta means that it's something that's not designated for use on Shabbos. So it's usually something that, like, let's say a pen. So that would be mukta machmas, machmas itzer. Because what do you usually use a pen for? I usually use a pen to write. So I'm afraid that if I take a pen, I'm going to come to write. So that's why it's usher for me to even to touch. And to move a pen is going to be usher on Shabbos. So that's the idea of mukta. So again, so the Gemara is saying over here that what's it coming to tell you? The pasuk is telling me that I could shake my lulav, I could take my lulav and shake my lulav and move my lulav. That's all the din of mukta, though. It's the Gemara asks now. Itzrach kral the mishrei tilta. We just mentioned the concept of moving mukta and touching mukta is only isra derabanan. Would it be that the psukim, which are drasha derais, are telling me that this something that's really normally usher is now mutter, something that's usher derabanan is now mutter midrabanan mutter. The Torah wouldn't tell me that. That's a din derais. So why do I need a drasha midrais? The Gemara says rather Amar Rava. This price is actually teaching you that it's mutter to violate Shabbos in order to do the mitzvah of lulav and do the machshir lulav. So the machshir lulav is doing things that you could have even done before, like cutting the lulav off the tree, which is an issur d'oraisa of kotzer. That is going to be mutter to do to allow you to do the mitzvah of lulav on Shabbos. As the Gemara says, who is that opinion? So we should remember that from Masechta Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar Demila, the famous Rabbi Elazar Demila, Liva de Haitana, Desanya, the Raisa tells us, lulav, the chol machshir d'ochin Shabbos, lulav and everything, all the things that all the stuff I need to do to prepare my lulav is going to override Shabbos and override the restrictions of Shabbos. Did Rabbi Elazar? That's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. My time is Rabbi Elazar asks, what's the reason of Rabbi Elazar? Amar Kra Bayom Vafilu B'Shabbos. Bayom teaches you on that day, even if it's on Shabbos, and preparing it is also going to be mutter. Rabbi Elazar holds that even Machshir Amila, right, even to get the knife ready and stuff like that, Rabbi Elazar holds his mutter in preparation of the Mila. Same thing he holds by with regards to lulav on Shabbos. So Gemara says, V'Rabbanan, what do they learn? How are they going to be dorish? That psukim that Rabbi Elazar learned to dorish. The Gemara says, Hi Bayom Ayavid. What are they learning? Rosh Bayom is teaching you is an extra word. What are they learning with that? The Gemara says, Bayle Bayom V'Lalayla. This is teaching you that lulav applies by day and not nighttime. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Elazar, what does he do with that? Bayom V'Lalayla Minel. How does he know that lulav only applies by daytime and not by nighttime? Nafkalem is saved their coast. Machlem Lifne Hashem Lokecham Shivas Yamim. It says Shivas Yamim for 7 days. 7 days you should be rejoicing in front of Hashem. Yamim V'Lalayla. That implies days and not nighttime. So therefore, the words of on that day is able to be extra to learn out that lulav is going to override Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Rabbanan." So then, the Rabbanan, what are they going to do? Respond to Rabbi Elazar's source about the excluding nighttime. How do I know? If I learn that from Shivas Yamim, then Hava Amina would have said Leilif Yamim Yamim Masuka, because Shivas Yamim implies 7 days. I would have learned out that I would have made a Gzera Shavah between Yamim Yamim from the halachas of Sukkah. Malam, when it comes to Hilchos Sukkah, we know Yamim Vafilu Leilos. Sukkah applies both by daytime and by nighttime. Afkanam Yamim Vafilu Beleilos. Then it would come to the wrong drasha to teach me that the mitzvah of lulav would apply by nighttime as well. So therefore, the words of Bayom is going to be necessary to tell me that the mitzvah of lulav is only applying by yom and not by laila. That's what the chachamim are going to explain. So the Gemara doesn't respond. What is Rabbi Elazar going to respond? So the Rabbi Elazar is going to hold that in the case of sukkah, the mitzvah is to live in the sukkah, and it's reasonable to understand that means you should learn a full even nighttime. However, when it comes to mitzvah of lulav, all you have to do is pick it up. You're yotzei, so we don't have to assume that that's referring to nighttime. Also, then the misvara, they're definitely different, and you wouldn't have learned that gzeira shava. That's what they're trying to point out. That's how Rabbi Elazar would respond. So now the Gemara just mentions Vesufa Sukkah Gufar Minan. Wait a second. You just said in the Dar Pasha that Sukkah applies by day and by nighttime. How do I know that? So the Gemara says Tanur Rabbanan because we learn in a Braisa. Basukos Teshu Shivas Yamim. You should sit in the Sukkahs for 7 days. Yamim Va'afilu Leilos. The term days refers to days at even nighttime. Atomer Yamim Va'afilu Leilos. That refer to days and even nights. Oh, Eno Elo Yamim Velo Leilos. Referring to days and not nights. So the Gemara says Vedino, and I want to learn this out from the following argument. Namar Kan Yamim. With regards to Sukkah, it says daytime. But Namar Belulav Yamim. It says by lulav, it says day as well. Bala halan, just by lulav, we know is yamim v'lelos, is daytime and not nighttime, as we just mentioned. That's what we learned about by yom harishon. They teach you by yom harishon and not by night. So afkan yamim v'lelos, and so too in regards to sukkah, it implies day and not nighttime. So the Gemara says, okay, there's a lot of time we're making arguments. We're fleshing out both sides and trying to figure out which one is it more similar to. So now we're saying the other side of this. Nemar kan yamim. What's the other side? Is to compare sukkah to a different time where the Torah uses the lashon of yamim. And when is that? By the miluim, by the inauguration of the Mishkan, it says v'nemar yamim. It says the pasuk says over there upesach al moed teshu yamim v'layla shivas yamim, and they should stay in the oh, and they stay by the Mishkan, and they should be there for both day and nighttime for 7 days. So the Gemara says mal. Just like with regards to the Hakamas of Mishkan, it refers clearly to days and nights together. So when it comes to Sukkah, it should imply that it should be both day and nighttime. So then, if we're going to compare it to the Miluim, then we're going to compare it to, it should be, have the mitzvah of Sukkah both by day and by night. If we're comparing it to the inauguration of the Mishkan, however, if we're comparing it to Lulav, then we're going to assume it only applies by daytime and not by nighttime. So which is it? So the Gemara says, so then we're going to ask, Nira Lemidome, which one is it more similar to? Which is more comparable? To learn it from the Melulim or from the Mitzvah of Lulav? So the Gemara says, Dan and Davar Shemitzvah Kol Yom, Davar Shemitzvah Kol Yom. On the one end, it seems that we should say that it's more understandable to learn out the mitzvah of sukkah from the mitzvah of the miluim, because they both were applicable all day. That sukkah b'shikos, everyone agrees that when it says b'shikos tishu shivas yamim, when it says yamim, clearly means all day, not just once. Not that I sit in the mitzvah once and I'm yotzei mitzvah, I can leave the sukkah. There's a mitzvah every second of all of the 7 days of sukkah. There's many mitzvahs I'm mekayim, mitzvah d'oraisas. I can mekayim thousands and thousands of mitzvahs d'oraisas during the shivas yamim of sukkahs, because every moment I'm in the sukkah, I'm mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. So that would apply all day. So similar with the Kamas Mishkan, it was also the inauguration, they were told to stay there all day and not leave. When am I yotzei the mitzvah? I just pick up my lulav. I can put it down the rest of the day. I don't have to do anything else. I don't have to shake it, as we mentioned. We're going to get to that Gemara. So that's clear that the moment I pick it up, I'm yotzei. So that's all that I also have to do. There's no mitzvah all day. So therefore, since there's no mitzvah, further mitzvah, it should make more sense to learn the halacha of sukkah to the halacha of hakamas hamishkan. The Gemara says, or you could argue this way. Don and Davar Shemitzos Doros, Davar Shemitzos Doros. Sukkah and Lulav are both mitzvahs that applied from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe gave us the Torah, until La'ad L'Olam, and it's forever. They're more similar. Miluim was that. It was an inauguration. It only happened once in Klal Yisrael history to inaugurate the Mishkan in the time of Moshe. So that's something that it happened by the base of English, I'm saying, but the Mishkan itself only happened once. So that's something that we shouldn't learn out from the Mishkan to the Mitzvah of Sukkah. So therefore, so the Gemara says, which one is more correct? The Gemara says, therefore, Tamaluma, we're going to learn Gzeira Shavah, turning on to the next Talmud now. Teshvu Gzeira Shavah. Learn Teshvu, as the Pasuk says, Besukos Teshvu Shivas Yavim, and also Teshvu Le'inyan, the Kamas Mishkan says, the Pasuk Almoy Teshvu Yavim Layo. You should sit, should dwell in the, you should dwell in the Mishkan. So therefore, Nelamalum Teshvu, Malal and Yavim Afilu Lelos, Afkan Yavim Lelos. Just like, we have a Gzeira Shavah teacher, just like by the Meluim, we learn out it's 7 days and seven nights. So too, when it comes to the Sukkah, it should be 7 days and seven nights. And therefore, we compare the mitzvah of Sukkah to the mitzvah of Miluim, for Aaron's children, not the Mishkan. So that's something that we're able to learn from. And we learn from the Miluim that the mitzvah of Sukkah applies just by nighttime as well. That's the drasha, to learn that the Sukkah applies by night as well. The Gemara asks, Arava Shiva Keta, the Mishnah told us, rather, that Arava is in the base of Midrash for 7 days. The Mishnah told us that for 7 days, you would do Arava, except for, you would, if it fall on Shabbos, only if a 7 day fall on Shabbos, would you do the Arava in the Beis of Miklos. Gemara says, Arava, b'shvi, my tava dacha Shabbos. Why does the mitzvah Arava on the 7th day, you docha Shabbos? It should be usher, just like the lulav, or any other, or if the lulav falls out on days, on the 7th, it's also gonna be usher. So the Gemara says, that there's going to be a shayla about exactly where we learn our Rava, but we assume it's a mitzvah halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Haris halacha Moshe Mitzinai. We assume it's a mitzvah deraisa to do the mitzvah of our Rava. So what would be the reason to make a gzera against our Rava? So the chora, you could assume one is maybe the fact that it was maybe it'll come to carry the Rava. He'll come to carry the Arava. Second maybe issue is that maybe the Arava is going to be brought to a baki in order to make the proper brachas and carry it through Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara says now Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says that kedei lafarsim hashimin haTorah, to teach you that this is Arava is a mitzvah midaraisa, it's halacha l'moshe Mitzinai, even though there's no explicit psukim, it's halacha l'moshe Mitzinai. So therefore, to strengthen it, because people denied it, right? The tzedukim and people who denied the Torah Shebal Peh would disagree with this. So therefore, we had to make an extra chizuk, and that's why we allowed it to go even when it falls on the 7th day. So Gemara says, "Ihachi lulav nami lidchek." The first mitzvah of Torah, we should know that the mitzvah of lulav also is midaraisa. So the Gemara says, no, because lulav is another issue. You're right. We want people to not take it lightly and be in a kind of the mitzvah of Arava, and especially to show people that it's a mitzvah deraisa. But lulav also, we want to, if you tell them they can't do the lulav, but they can't do Arava, maybe they'll come to mezalz and lulav. So the Gemara says, no, because lulav, you have a problem of gzeira mishum deraba. Rabba told us that you might carry it, Arava's mishus rabim. That's why it's also on Shabbos. The Gemara says, if that's so though, ihachi, if that's true, Arava na minigzor. So then also we should have the same exact thing by Arava, that they should also be afraid that someone's going to carry their Aravas for Amos and Rishus Arabim. So the Gemara says, where would they do their Aravas? Aravas they would only do in the base of Midrash. Aravas Shlucha based in Meisin Le, and the people representing the Beis Din of the Beis Hamikdash, they would come to give them to the Kohanim. There's no afraid, we're not afraid that they're going to come to violate Shabbos, because we mentioned there's two concerns about why you would make a decree on the, why would you make a gzerah on the Aravos. The first is you might come to carry the Aravos, so you don't have that. You're only taking them to the Beis Hamikdash. The second one is someone's going to bring the Aravos and accidentally bring them and carry them, is that they were only given out by the Beis Din, and they were given to the Kohanim who knew Halacha. Kohanim's reason hand, they knew the Halacha, so they're not going to come, and they don't need to ask people what bracha to make, because they knew the bracha, the Kohanim was reason hand, so therefore there was no reason to make a gzera for the mitzvah of Arava. So the Gemara says, Arava shlucha, lulav the kol maser, as opposed to lulav, in comparison to lulav, it's given to anybody. Anybody could do the mitzvah lulav, meaning all of Klal Yisrael. And a lot of people don't know the halachas, they don't know how to shake it, they don't know the bracha, they're going to come to bring it to the baki, and therefore they're going to come to carry in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Yachi, but if that's the case, so then the Gemara says, kol yama nami lidche, so then all the other days also, why doesn't the Arava override Shabbos? Why is it only on day 7? So the Gemara says, because if you say that you were able to do a Rava on any day, when let's say the third day falls on Shabbos, and mitzvah lulav at that point was a mitzvah deraisa only in Beis Hamikdash, so then we would have made a decree on the lulav, but not on the Rava. People are going to come to think that the lulav is not a big deal. Look, it's not Tocha Shabbos. Only Arava is Tocha Shabbos, so people are going to take it lightly. So therefore, they're going to make it's going to be insignificant, the mitzvah lulav, so therefore they made a gzera that you shouldn't carry it only when it's on the seventh day. The Gemara says, V'litcha b'yom tov rishon, so then why doesn't the Arava override it on Shabbos, falls out on the first day, just like lulav? Why do we only do it on the seventh day? The Gemara says, lo milcha milsa, because if you did it only on the first day, people would not learn how strong it is that it's a mitzvah d'reisa, because they would think, amrei lulav u'tekadachi, they would think that the mitzvah of lulav is what's oker Shabbos, only the mitzvah of lulav, and then it's happened to be that they were taking their ravas, they were taking the ravas with them. So then to have that, again, with the whole purpose that we're showing that you're taking the rav on Shabbos, because we're not being gozer gzera d'rabba, and we want to show that a rav is a mitzvah d'reisa, but you're not learning that out if you took them only on the first day. So the Gemara says, fine. So then choose day 2, choose day 3, choose day 4. Why do you randomly pick mitzvah only day 7 as the day where it should be okir Shabbos? So the Gemara says, kevan dekamafkit le marishon uk me'ashvi, because apparently since they decided to take it off of the first day, they wanted to either culminate it with that mitzvah or start it with that mitzvah. So therefore, they wanted to culminate it with the mitzvah of Arava, and they established it on the seventh day. It's a dafka be on the seventh day, and therefore, the mitzvah of Arava is going to apply when it happens at Shabbos, even on the seventh day. So Gemara says, Ihachi. So if that's the case, though, I idunami litche. So nowadays, also, the mitzvah of Arava should also override Shabbos, the gzira, but to publicize that during the Beis HaMikdash, the Arava was a mitzvah d'oraisa. Even though the reason that we do Aravas nowadays is a minag nevi'im, that's why we don't make a bracha, and it's only a minhag. But why don't we assume that this minhag should override Shabbos? Not override, you're not going to violate an issue. Again, to override the chashash of potentially overriding Shabbos, because to show how important Arava was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, maybe we would have, however, we don't know when it exactly is the day when it's falling out if Sukkot is falling out properly on Shabbos. We therefore can't allow you to do the minhag of Arava to override Shabbos. The Gemara says, but those in Eretz Yisrael who know when the day of Aravos is, know when the day of Sukkot is, so therefore if Aravos fall out, their seventh day will fall out on Shabbos, then they should keep the seventh day. If it falls out on Shabbos, then they should do the mitzvah of Arava even on the seventh day, even if it falls on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Kiyasa Bar Hadea Amar Lo Ikla. So what Bar Hadea Kedar Sisrael, he said, Ein Echanami, maybe that would be the halacha. However, as nowadays, the seventh day of Sukkot is never able to fall out on Shabbos. As we know, the Kvir Diarcha, they already established the months. The Rabbanan made sure not to have the seventh day because they were afraid of this. Because on the one end, they didn't want to be oker their mitzvah, their iser of the iser mukta. On the second hand, they were afraid. They wanted people to be able to do aravas if it falled out on the seventh day as a zecha that there's a mitzvah deraisa in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the Rabbanan made sure to avoid having the aravas ceremony fall out on Shabbos, and that's halach l'maaseh. You'll never have Hoshana Rabbah, will never fall out on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that was the opinion of Bar. They apparently he was following what the practice in Eretz Yisrael was, because that's true. That's what Hillel was besaking, that it never fell out like that. The Gemara says Ravin says a different answer. Ravin chol nechusei amrei. So he says no, that they came from Eretz Yisrael and they came to Bavel. He said different answer. Ikle velo dache. And nowadays the seventh day can fall out on Shabbos. However, the Arava is not going to override Shabbos. And where it says, Va'ela Akasha, it's a question, why not? In Eretz Yisrael, why doesn't it override Shabbos? So the Gemara says, The Gemara says, "Am Rav Yosef man lema lan darava binatila." Because who's going to say that Rava is performed by taking it? Dilma bezikifa. Maybe they just put it standing up around the mizbeach. Since nowadays we don't have a mizbeach, the minhag of extending to take it and walk around with it is not going to be necessarily or do something with the arava. It's not necessarily a zecher for what they did. And then who says that they didn't just stand them on this be'ach? The Gemara says, Esevi Abaye. Abaye is a question on Rav Yosef from the Mishnah, which says, Lulav Arava Shisha V'Shiva. The Lulav Arava is going to be 6 and 7. So we can make a deal from the Mishnah, the fact that we compare Lulav to Arava, is my Lav Kilulav. Isn't it similar to telling you that Arava is like a Lulav? Ma Lulav Benatila, for Rav Benatila, just like you take a Lulav in your hand, and you carry it, and you shake it, so to Arava, you also perform the Mitzvah by taking it. The Gemara says, Midi Iria. The Gemara says, is that really any proof though? Ha kedisa va kedisa. With regards to the lulav, you keep it as it is, and with regards to harav, also it has it. Meaning, the halacha is not applicable. One halacha is a harav, one halacha is lulav. You can't learn one from the other. The fact that Mishnah put them next to each other in the lashon of the Mishnah. The Gemara says though, Ezeve Abaye. Abaye is a question. Bechol yom makifin of zbeach pamachas, also yom sheva pamim. It says that they would that when it comes to the mitzvah harav, they would circle the mizbeach one time, and then on the time of the Hoshana Rabbah, they would do it 7 times. That's why we do Hoshanos, is a zecher for that. That's what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. When I ask my love by Rava, is the Mishnah not talking about a Rava? We see that in time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Ravas were taken and not just put on the Mizbeach. The Gemara answers, lo, but Lulav. Rav Yosef responds that is speaking of the Kohanim specifically with regards to the Lulav. That after standing the Rava branches around the Mizbeach, they would walk around, they would put the aravos up on the mizbeach, and they would walk around with the lulav. Where's the member of Nachman Rav Ravua bar Rava? No, they took it around with the arava. So Rav Yosef is going to respond, you're bringing me a kasha from Rav Nachman. Amar lei who Amar lecha bar Rava? He says, yeah, Rav Nachman talks about arava. Vanam emi lulav. He's an amora, and I'm an amora. I'm allowed to disagree with him. I don't have to agree with him. So the Gemara then says, Itmar, so we learn, Rabbi Lazar, Omer Rabbi Lazar says, Belulav, that they circled the Mizbeach with the Lulav. Rav Shmuel, Bar Nasan, some have that, Omer Rabchinin, Bar Rava. No, they circled it with the Arava. Rechinin, Rav Nachman, Rav Ravah, Bar Rava. They circled it with the Arava. The Gemara says, Omer Le, Rava, Rav Yitzchak, Bray, the Rava, Bar Chana, Bar Uria. You're a son of the Torah. Tava Imalach, Milsa, Malyas, Davia, Amavach. Come, I'll tell you something that your father said, Hadisnan, we learn in the Mishnah. Kol Yom HaKipin, Mizbeach, Pa Machas. On each of the times, the 6 days, they would circle the mizbeach a single time. But also, yom makipin mizbeach sheva pamim, and they would circle the mizbeach 7 days. Hachi amaravuch mishpeder Rabbi Elazar. That's what your father named Rabbi Elazar. But lulav, that they would circle it. They would circle the mizbeach with the lulav. So the Gemara says. So we don't answer. So the Gemara says now. Esive, we ask a question from the Braisa, because it says in the Braisa, lulav dochas the Shabbos, but tchilas the lulav overrides the Shabbos. The beginning of on the first day, v'arava basofa and arava on the seventh day. Pamachas chal shvish arava liyos b'Shabbos. One time, the seventh day fell on Shabbos. V'haviyom merbiyos shal arava erev Shabbos. The people brought all their aravos on Friday. V'nichum bazara, they put them in the azara in order to use them on Shabbos. V'kir ben baitosim natan kushim tachas avanim. The baitosim, their people, they were like the tzedukim. They denied Torah Shabbat peh, and therefore they didn't think that you have to do the mitzvah arava on Shabbos, so they hid them beneath the rocks because they knew that the rocks are mukta, and the chacham would never touch the rocks. And the machar akiva ben amei aretz. The next day, the amei aretz realized what had been done. And they took them. They didn't realize they followed the chachamim. They followed the perushim. They followed those who followed Torah Shabbat Peh, but they didn't know halacha. They didn't know that rocks are mukta. They removed them from under the rocks. And the kohanim brought them and stood them on the side of mizbeach. So now the Gemara says the mission just tells us, the Bryce tells us why did the Baitusim, they disagreed that there's any concept of waving the Arava on Shabbos. The Gemara says Alma Manatile. The Bryce says Lashon of Baitusim Modesh Chibut Arava. Chibut Arava is waving the Arava, and waving the Arava, we see that waving the Arava is done by the Baitusim, so therefore not just by sending them his back, but rather by waving them, and therefore that's what they did with the Mizbeach. The Gemara says, Tiyufta, that's again a Bam Kasha on Rav Yosef, and therefore we see that they didn't just stand on the Mizbeach, rather they would wave them around. That's what we learn out from this. So they would take their Ravos, they would circle the Mizbeach, only then would they send their Ravos after, so therefore that's a riot against Rav Yosef. We'll pick up Ela Nidchu, Beshem tomorrow's stuff.